third time to the K-State Fry. I guess talk about your season. What an exciting season it was.
It was. It started a little bit slow, and we had so many new guys. I think none of us knew as a staff what to anticipate, and then we didn't have Gibson early, so one of your veterans that you hoped and depended on wasn't there early. And, you know, we obviously Northern Colorado after that game, I'm not sure many people thought we'd win a whole lot of games. Then Puerto Rico, we weren't very pretty. But to the kids' credit, we came back after that. And, you know, we talked a lot about togetherness. You know, I gave them a goal right after that. I said, let's go undefeated in December. I saw seven games that were possible, but it wasn't going to be easy. And we got through a couple, got through Mississippi, got through Gonzaga. And then it just, you know, went all the way to 10. So and then we had a great home win streak. And I think they got a lot out of the guys. And obviously we got some good young players and good returning players. So, you know, feel the future is pretty bright for our program.
How about returning players like Marcus Foster, Wesley and Wandu, and even some of those transfers that we hear a lot of great things about, like Justin Edwards?
Well, you know, Marcus had a great year. I mean, the freshman did way better than we ever anticipated. I mean, you hear Marcus, and obviously he's very humble, but, you know, his goal was to average 5 or 6 points, and he averaged almost 15 a game. So, you know, now can they make steps as a sophomore in a positive direction? And, you know, I think all of them, you know, have that opportunity. Marcus, Wesley, Nigel, Javon, you know, they have great ability, and they need a good summer, though. And I think a key for our team will be the point guard play to get, you know, people didn't always appreciate what Will Spradling brought to the table every day. And, you know, the stability and getting into stuff and knowing the system was so important. And, you know, and that's where we need Nigel and Javon to make some steps. We do have two guys that were sitting out that are very, very athletic. Justin Edwards, people got to see him two times. We did an open scrimmage before the football game, and then we did the late night thing, start of the season. And, you know, he showed very well in those things. He's just very athletic and score. You know, after the season, they asked Marcus who was going to be the leading scorer next year, and he said, no doubt, Justin. So, but that's in practice, and he's going to have to do it in the game. Brandon Bolden is very athletic, can run and jump, you know, but he's got to get stronger, and he's got some good competition. And obviously with Thomas Gibson as a senior, DJ as a junior, and then brought in Stephen Hurt, the big junior college guy. So we're going to have some depth, and Brandon Bolden, Nino, and then Malik Harris, our late signee. So last year we were very small. This year we have some size, we have some depth, and you feel very optimistic. But at the same time, as a coach, you know, every day is different. We had a lot of guys coming off of surgeries. We need our guys to have a good summer. But, you know, if it all goes right, you know, I think we got some nice pieces to the puzzle.
You mentioned optimism, and that right now K-State athletic department as a whole doing a lot of renovations. What does that mean to the entire program to kind of have that explosion of money and renovation into your program?
You know, it's why we have these events. You know, people have been very supportive. Our department, Mr. Curry, President Schultz, has done a great job of getting out. You know, how many presidents, you know, are out doing events like this? And, you know, so they've worked at it hard. All our fundraisers, Chad Weiberg won the national, you know, one of the best fundraisers in the country of that award this year. And so, they work at it hard, but, it, you know, it helps to have winning programs, too, and people support it. So, you know, they're working at it hard. Hopefully we're putting a good product out there. A lot of positive energy, there's no doubt. And, you know, to compete at this level in the Big 12, you have to have facilities. You got to give yourself a chance, and that's what John has done. You know, from the football side, basketball side, rowing, you know, even volleyball, they've, you know, done a lot of things, you know, renovating Ahern and track. And so, you know, he's trying to give us the necessary tools to be successful, and our fans are the ones that are really supporting it and very generously, which is positive.